Welcome Home, a Stargate Atlantis fic, written by Crazy Writer 10, read by Sly Hostetter. Though he wouldn't tell it to anyone, one of John Shepard's favorite pastimes was watching his lover sleep. John was compact while he slept, but Evan sprawled, usually on his stomach, and John's pillow held tight to his stomach when John himself wasn't there. The sheets would have ridden low on Evan's back, exposing fluid skin from his shoulders to the top of his positively delicious ass. Moonlight would glint off the chain of his dog tags, but otherwise, Evan wouldn't move. Atlantis could submerge, and Evan would just lay there and sleep. And that was the scene that presented itself to John when he walked through the door of their shared quarters late one night after returning from 3 days on the worst of the worst backwater planets, where Rodney was viewed as a demigod simply for being able to do fifth grade science. Even worse than having a bunch of simple farmers hero-worshipping Rodney was the fact that John got to sit there, listen to all of it, and then have no outlet for the fact that he hadn't gotten laid in 3 days. Privacy had been so limited that he couldn't even have used his hand to get some relief. John towed off his boots and shrugged off his tack vest and jacket by the door before looking over at the bed. There, lying in a pool of moonlight, was Evan, ass canted in the air, chest to chest with John's pillow. John could feel himself getting harder as he walked toward the bed, his eyes still on Evan's still form. Well, wait. John blinked to make sure it wasn't just the darkness playing tricks on him. There it was again. Evan's hips canted forward a little, like he was trying to get some friction out of the sheets, and a whimper escaped the back of his throat while he pressed his chest and face harder into John's pillow. It took a while, but John's brain finally clicked as he shed his clothes from the door to the bed. Evan was in the middle of a wet dream, induced by the smell of his pillow. Slowly, John slid onto the bed and next to Evan, resting his hand on the other man's side. Evan's hips jerked forward, and he clutched tighter at the pillow. "Evan," John said softly, stroking Evan's side. "Evan, baby, wake up." His own hard-on was throbbing, but he wanted to let Evan know that he was there, that he was back. Seeing how that wasn't working, John reached down and squeezed the base of Evan's cock. Sure enough, Evan's eyes flew open, staring around wildly before locking onto John's face. With a small smile, Evan pushed his hips forward and back, his cock sliding through John's tight fist. "Missed you," John whispered, leaning forward to reclaim the mouth that he really had missed the past 3 days. Evan let John check him for tonsils, pulling the older man closer and then on top of him. Dog tags clinked together as John ground his erection into the hollow of Evan's hip. Evan made an eating noise in the back of his throat, and John fumbled along the edge of the bedside table, nearly knocking the lube to the floor in his haste. He grabbed it, flipped open the top, and generously coated 2 fingers. Without hesitation, he slid them inside Evan, who immediately arched his back with a whine. "Fuck, that feels good," Evan said, as John scissored his fingers. He was pushing back, too close to the edge, when John muttered something under his breath, hitched Evan's legs higher, and slid completely in with one swift motion that literally took Evan's breath away. Trembling, Evan drew a few breaths, the sensation of being full not something he'd experienced a lot in the past few days, and concentrated not on the burn in his ass, but the feel of John's dog tags on his chest and hands on his hips. With a kiss that stole what little breath he had in his lungs, John slowly began to move his hips, reaching down to play with Evan's cock, stroking it back to full hardness. John bent his head, lapping at Evan's nipples, gently biting the little nubs. He could feel the way Evan's body was reacting, the way that he was holding back his orgasm. He could feel his own starting to coil in his belly. Bending his head to Evan's ear, he whispered, "Come for me." With a muffled groan, Evan's entire body shook as he came. His internal muscles clamped down on John, enough to make the other man bite at the sensitive skin on Evan's collarbone, hump into him a few more times, and then spill. John rolled them both to the side, soothing the sting of the bite with his tongue, while Evan rubbed his fingertips along John's ribs. "I missed you too, John," Evan said, snuggling against John's chest. John knew it would hurt Evan in the morning if they stayed the way they were, but he couldn't bring himself to pull out and separate them. He reached around to pull his pillow up to the head of the bed for both of them, noting it was a different pillowcase. "How many times did you have to change this in the morning, Ev?" John asked, rubbing his lover's back. "Too damn many," Evan said, throwing his leg over John's hip. "Way too damn many." The end.